Oh, shit. It's the motherfucking crazy one. Man. You know, I said that last episode that I did was going to be my last podcast of the year. Yeah. So, yeah. It wasn't, because I got a lot on my mind. I'm going to basically talk about my decade. You know what I'm saying? 2010. The beginning of my Army career. October 26, 2010. Join the Army. Was like, yeah, I'm about to do this. You know, my life was just going into some weird places, man. So I needed some stability. So I joined the Army. But meanwhile, in this, like months before, my wife and kids moved down to Allen, Texas. Yeah, our marriage was going through some things. It was getting rocky. Well, it was past rocky. We was on a mountain. And helped them move down. You know, I thought I was going to be part of this move. But I was basically voluntold that I was not welcome to stay. Yo, it was to the point they already had a plane ticket for me to fly my ass back to Oklahoma and wait for my day to leave for the Army. Man, let me tell you, that hurt. That hurt like no other. But you know what's crazy? I had tried out for a basketball team before I joined the Army. If I had known that I had 48 hours to back out of the enlistment of me into the Army, I probably would have did it because I love basketball. The coach called me and was like, hey, we want you to come play for us. See, I didn't do my own research to stay out of the Army and go play for the team. So I was like, hey, coach, I'm not going to be able to do it. I just joined the Army, you know, da-da-da-da-da. That was the end of the conversation. Truth be told, here I am today. Yeah, I did 8 years in the Army. You know, 2011 came. Man, I was doing great. Joined the Army, I was going to be on an all-Army basketball team. But then, playing pickup games, and this one particular game, I blocked this dude's shot, fell down. Broke my ankle. Yeah, so that kind of just put me in a place where I knew that the orders I had to leave in August to go to Denver to get with this all-Army basketball team, I knew that was probably going to get deleted. And it did. But you know, I bounced back, got myself back right. 2012 rolls around, I'm out there getting it, got in shape, got my bounce back, everything. One morning we running PT, I'm like, yeah, I'm getting it. Woo, boy, I was in there. And I slipped, I fell. Boom, there goes my right knee. Like, you gotta be kidding me. Tore my knee up. Yeah, so I bounced back from that. You know what I'm saying? Everything was going great. Things were going amazing. Then I kid you not, the following year, man, what was it? It was either 2013, 2014. I re-injured my ankle. Now I got to have ankle surgery. You talking about being distraught. Hurt, morale, soldier morale just gone. All the time, I'm, you know, I got NCOs looking down upon me like I'm a weakling or something. Like, bro, I'm your age. I lived a great life before I joined this mess. Don't come at me with that nonsense. You know, I spoke my mind about it. Like, all that bullshit you talking, no. Don't beat around the bush with me. Motherfucker, if you don't like me, you just don't like me. But you're going to have to deal with me every single fucking day. Because I'm going to come in, I'm going to do my job, and then you're going to watch my black ass walk out of here when it's time to go. Simple as that. I don't give a fuck. No. Man. Then, you know, we're doing all this training. Right? I'm telling you, training was, man, training was crazy. Bro, we out in the desert, in the swamps, but living like straight savages, man. It was crazy. Then these deployments happened, man. Yeah, we went places, but, yo, it was crucial on the body, being away from family. Well, hell, I was in Georgia, and, yeah, family never came out here anyway. You know, I had a best friend, Sarah. You know what I'm saying? She came to visit me a lot because she knew the shit that I was going through. So shout out to Sarah for helping me get through a lot of situations that were not great. But she came out and visited me, man. And I would fly home, hang out with her. You know what I'm saying? She'd keep me at bay from the family. Not let me be around them too much, but just enough so I don't spaz out on them. But yeah, she came into my life at the right time. She was like my best friend. Still talk to her to this day, you know. But yeah, man, as time went by, you know what I'm saying? I had a little girl named Asia Lily Smith. July 24th, 2015. Man, that was joy. Joy. By this time, I was remarried. Yes, I was remarried. You know, things was going pretty good. Then, you know, I had to leave. It was sending my butt over to Poland. I get to Poland. Man. And this is where my second marriage just went down, down, down. Facebook got hacked. Somebody was sending my wife all these crazy messages and stuff. I'm like, yo, I'm in the middle of nowhere. How can I even be on Facebook doing all this and that? Yo, we don't have no service like that. I'm in the middle of nowhere in a foreign country. Yeah, shit was crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers just making up stories about me, talking like it's me, and it's not even me. I couldn't even get onto my own fucking Facebook when I did get service because somebody had already hacked my shit, changed my shit. Yeah, it was really fucked up. But you know what, man? I get back. Well, as I'm coming back, wife talking mad shit, belittling me, family done went snapped on me, you know what I'm saying? By this time, my oldest daughter is living with me, so she's there with them. They not telling her shit, you know what I'm saying? They keeping the truth and shit away from her. They don't know that I'm when I get back, I'm going to let her know what's really going on. Yeah, man, it was a really fucked up time. I get back, this woman done took, she basically emptied out all my accounts, spent all my fucking money. Then she left my vehicle on post, unlocked. Somebody could have easily went up in there, grabbed the keys off the fucking dashboard where she left them in plain daylight so somebody could just take my shit. Yeah. Took my shit. They could have took my shit. But you know what? It didn't happen like that. I got my vehicle, hopped in, threw all my gear in there and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Went to see my daughter and my little ones. I get there, my baby runs out. All Hugs, hugs, hugs. I walk in the house, and boy, you should have felt, man, the aura in there was like, we hate this nigga. Like, for real. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I was there with them. I stayed there with them for a little bit. Mind you, I'm broke as hell because this girl done spent all my fucking money. They had a lavish fucking Christmas, had all this new stuff. I'm like, dang, didn't leave me with nothing. Mind you, I gotta be good because there's regulations that I'm underneath that I can't just snap off, knock a motherfucker out. I'll lose my career. You know? Man, I had to go to behavioral health to keep from hurting these folks, man. They put me on meds to keep me from going crazy. You know what I'm saying? And all this Facebook fucking shit, then motherfuckers making up stories that they been with me and all that. I provided the truth. And you know what? And I still got treated like shit. Motherfuckers had me sleeping in a fucking 18-wheeler. I didn't have a place to live, man. You know, none whatsoever. But my boy Chris, him and his wife reached out to me. They said, I can come stay with them. I was like, yeah, that's what's up. So, you know, I started staying with them. Mind you, before all that happened, me staying with them, shit got crazy. Everything was pretty decent. Went to Texas, visit family, wife acting all friendly and shit. But I kid you not, man, no sooner as we got back into Georgia, crossed that state line, she turned into a straight savage, bruh. Savage. She was treating me like shit, talking mad shit. Me, I just got to take this shit because I'm not trying to get in no trouble. So I'm just letting her ride out with it. Ride it all out. Yeah, get it out your system. I'm this, I'm that, whatever. Been called out my name, but I got to take it. You know, I had to bottle it up. Man. Yo, yeah, y'all wouldn't just, man, the shit was hell. Getting beat down on two ends, the army and with the wife. Soon to be ex-wife. Yeah. You know, yeah, man. It was crazy. Like, they kicked me out of the house. That's when I went to move in with Chris and his wife. Then, kid you not, like 2 or 3 days later, they kicked my daughter out talking about she was out, sneaking out, going to do stuff with other females, talking about she's sleeping with other females and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? Y'all talking down on my daughter like that? So, you know, you talking about my daughter. Fuck that. So I pull up, tell my daughter, let's get your stuff before I fucking kill one of these people, man. Because they lying on you because they mad at me. Let's roll the fuck out. So I took her to a family friend's house out here. And I told her, hey, daddy gonna make sure he get this shit under control. I'm gonna get it right for us. I'm gonna get us a place. We ain't looking back. So that's what I did. I got this per diem from the army. It was almost 8 G's. I got us a place. I mean, it was with six, 7 months, but I got us a place. Got us up and going. Got some furniture. You know, there was some good people helping us out. And there it was. We was on our feet. We was doing our thing. You know, I did my other rotations. And my last rotation, I met this beautiful woman. Just randomly. Wasn't even trying to meet her. But we hit it off. It worked out. And what the Lord knows, about a year later, look, I have a son. Marcelo Cyrus Smith. born June 23rd of 2017. Let me tell you, my first boy. That was an amazing feeling. I have a boy that can continue the legacy. Freaking amazing, man. Best feeling ever. You know, his mom and I, although we far apart, we had our ups and downs, but we working with it, man. We working with it. She kept me grounded through a lot of stuff, man. She heard me spaz out on a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? I was divorced now. So I was free to really build this relationship with her. I didn't want to get too far deep when we first met because I was trying to let this divorce finish, you know. But when it was done, it was done. It's time for me to move on. But this woman has put a lot of hope and love into me, man. She loves on me, and I really appreciate that so much. Words can't explain it. We have a beautiful son, and it's great. Mind you, she's a very, very busy woman. She's a pretty famous woman, man. I'm not going to go into a lot of details about her, but I'm going to just put it like this. She played in the freaking Olympics in 2008. Enough said. Her game is for real. Yeah. And here we are today. Woo. All that mess that I went through, man. Car wrecks. All of that. Suicide thoughts. Almost really committed suicide. Wasn't far from it, man. I was one step away. But the good Lord was like, nah, brother. Or, nah, my son. It's not time. I got a lot more to do with you. Stay here. You're going to stay here. We're going to walk this path. I'm going to get you there. So I'm here today, man, just to make it happen. To my SLA Network brothers and sisters. Yo, y'all know I'm here. I am the crazy one, but I'm literally really am crazy, but I'm humble too. I'm humble to my beginnings with you guys and ladies, you know. So I appreciate everything y'all done for me. I'm here. This is my decade testimony. All that stuff that happened, that's it. It's in the past. No more of that shit. I'm gonna leave that shit in that. I'm gonna leave that shit in that decade. Not dwelling on it. Fuck it. It's over. I'm gonna start this new decade off right. I'm gonna come in this motherfucker running. Smooth as hell. Fuck it. I'm gonna float into this motherfucker. That's how high I feel right now. I'm gonna float into it. Man. But yeah. That's it. My decade. It's fucking over. Leave that shit right where it's at in that decade. It's over. With that being said, this is the crazy one. Remember that shit. Texas made 3115. The motherfucking crazy one. I'm out of this bitch.